A long time ago, there was a hidden valley called the Valley of the Rainbow, where the animals lived in peace. This valley was the only place in the land which had never known the fear of the seven goblins. Each goblin was named after his own colour: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet.
Thank you. goblin, 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 goblin,
goblin, goblin, goblin, goblin, goblin, the sun was about to set when the goblins finally arrived at the very entrance of the valley, the place that gave birth to the rainbow. That night, they decided to stay in a cave nearby.
Sing a happy blues, 'cause I need a little bit of peace.
Later on, finding the goblins in the cave, sitting around a fire, the moon, which had just risen, warned the valley about their arrival. The news spread rapidly. The trees, the bushes, the animals, the flowers, the grasses, they all cried with fear, "The rainbow goblins have come." Thank you. The excited goblins began to discuss their plans to snatch the rainbow. "We'll eat the colours while the rainbow is still fresh and juicy," they said. But some roots, hanging loosely from the ceiling of the cave, listened carefully while the goblins schemed below.
Thank you.
Outside the cave, the moonshine reflected on the water. Its magical light stole into the cave, slightly illuminating the goblins who had fallen asleep. Suddenly, all the goblins had a dream about the paradise of Rainbow Land. It was a wonderful dream in which they lay down surrounded by huge and delicious rainbows.
Thank you.
The goblins were awakened when it began to thunder in the distance. "Great, a wild storm," they said. Knowing that the most wonderful rainbows spring from the biggest thunderstorms, they began to dance. We'll be right back. Suddenly, the rainbow vanished, while the goblins held their lassos in the air. And then, controlled by the flowers who had listened to a message from their roots, the goblins were caught by their own lassos. The flowers cleverly sucked in the colours of the rainbow and began to drown the goblins in the colours they had come to steal.
Thank you.
Saved by the flowers, the rainbow was reborn, more glorious and more splendid than ever before. As an act of grace, the rainbow transformed the flowers into beautiful butterflies, brilliant dragonflies, and magnificently plumed birds.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Since that incident, the rainbow became very careful and decided never again to touch the ground. So now, although he may wish to, no one will ever again be able to reach either of the ends of the rainbow.